You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lifestyle with Stacy Pinkerton.
I have a very exciting guest waiting on the line to speak with us. Her name is Jo Shaw. She's a manager of the WWF South Africa's Rhino program. Good evening, Jo.
Hello, Stacey. Hello, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you.
You have quite an exciting life. I know that you're working with the South Africa's Rhino program, and rhinos are quite extinct at present day, and I would like you to share with us your opinions on all of this.
Sure, absolutely. I've been passionate about rhinos for over 20 years now, and I'm very privileged to work for the Worldwide Fund for Nature. I run their South Africa Wildlife Program, as well as the African level rhino work. And unfortunately, for the last 10 years or so, we've seen a really dramatic increase in the rate of poaching of rhinos, particularly in South Africa, but across Africa, mainly for demand for their horn, which is coming from Asia. It seems there are new uses of rhino horn, a new kind of consumer, and that's led to impacts on the populations here to the point that we're seeing in excess of 1,000 rhinos being killed every year in South Africa at present.
This is amazing, because I knew of it years ago. I had thought that the situation would have improved, but it seems that it's still quite in demand, you're saying.
Well, that's a great question, Stacey. In fact, there was in the 60s and 70s, there was a mass decline in rhino numbers across Africa due to demand for their horn, which at that stage was mainly coming from the Yemen for use as decorative dagger handles. Then between the mid-90s and around the mid-2000s, there was a real lull. It seemed like we got the problem under control. And in fact, black rhino numbers doubled at that point. They increased from about 2,500 in 1994 to over 5,000. So things were looking good. But as I said, suddenly there was this new surge in demand, which seemed to come from Vietnam and China. And that's put us under real poaching pressure threat again.
Yeah, it seems to be that the information that I gathered on researching about the rhinos is that one horn alone can cost $250,000. And that's bringing in the demand, but also the fact that people think that it's an aphrodisiac. And according to Chinese medicine, they never said that rhino horn was actually for aphrodisiac purposes. It was for convulsions and fever. And although it's not evidence-based medicine either. So my question to you is, what is bringing out this this idea that these rhino horns are, is I'm sure that they're not using it for convulsions and fever. They're still thinking that, for example, in Vietnam, that it is an aphrodisiac. How can we maybe possibly change the ideas and maybe have these people think that it causes impotence, for example?
Yes, you've certainly done your homework, Stacey. So as part of traditional Asian medicine, rhino horn is believed to have cooling, cleansing properties. So it's something that's prescribed to treat fever or to try and relieve poisons from the body. This is kind of the very long-held traditional belief. And that seems to have been skewed somehow in Vietnam in recent years, where wealthy businessmen and others are using it almost as a status symbol because it costs so much and it's difficult to get hold of on the black market. Perhaps not so much an aphrodisiac, although there is some evidence of that. It's just being used kind of as a general health cure, even frivolously whilst people are drinking to prevent hangovers or cure hangovers the next day. It's almost a luxury status symbol to be able to take and consume rhino horn. And even more recently, we're seeing a trend of it being carved into ornaments or jewelry or, again, another way of showing wealth and status.
Mm. Well, isn't the fact that this is all brought about the extinction of rhinos just because of the greed of Western society as well? For example, palm oil plantations cropping up and running these animals out of their habitat?
Yes, I think obviously short term, the big challenge we face is this poaching because of demand for horn, but longer term, the challenge for rhinos is going to be range availability, land for them to live on. Even across Africa, if the number of people projected to live on the continent in the next 20 years is going to double, and that has really significant impacts for the availability of protected areas and safe habitats for rhinos to live in. So there are no quick fixes for these massive and important animals.
Mm. Another thing, Joe, is I had read previously that the Namibian government was supporting rhino trophy hunting. Are you aware if they are still participating in this?
So trophy hunting of rhinos is actually legal under CITES. CITES is the Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species of Flora and Fauna. And trophy hunting of rhinos and certain other large mammals is actually permitted underneath those laws.
Hmm. Okay. This is quite a sad topic that we're talking about. How many rhinos are actually left in the world?
There's about 25, between 25,000 rhinos in Africa and between about 28,000 and 30,000 rhinos globally.
Yeah. What are we going to do about this, Joe? What can we do? It's obviously it's not too late, but how can we as a general public get more involved and help in this situation?
So I think there are two species of rhino in Africa. There's about 20,000 white rhino and about 5,000 black rhino. There's about 3,500 greater one-horned rhinos across India and Nepal. But it's the little Asian species, the Javan and Sumatran rhino, of which there's probably less than 100 left of each. And I think you've described very well the threats, not just poaching, but longer-term habitat loss as the threats to rhinos. And for me, whilst rhinos themselves are wonderful, they really act as symbols of these big, beautiful wild landscapes that help provide us with fresh water and fresh air and are so critical. I think just by being passionate about nature ourselves, be it on our doorstep, close to home, or in faraway places, and letting government and decision makers know that this is something that matters and is important to us is a role that everybody can play. Everyone can be a rhino or wildlife ambassador.
Well, let's talk about the predators. The rhinos obviously do not have, as an adult rhino, any predators except for the humans. And the young rhinos seem to be getting shot while drinking water. What do we do about this? Do we need to just fence in all of these areas? I know some places are protected and have guards for rhinos where they're even more extinct, but this is just devastating that the human population is just so, as I mentioned earlier, greedy, but we're not really thinking about the future of not only us, also of our habitat, the earth and the animals that exist upon it.
Right, right. And so at WWF, we try and follow the problem from the root all the way to the cause. So you're absolutely right that in a lot of sites, there's been a huge increase in law enforcement, in protection of rhinos on the ground, in terms of fencing, in terms of rangers to monitor them and protect them, which is a very expensive exercise. And here at WWF, we do quite a lot of work of reintroducing rhinos to new areas to increase their numbers. We try and work with the people who live around protected areas so that they can see the value in wildlife and natural habitats, because I think that is critical longer term. But it's important to recognize that the real criminals here aren't the poachers, but it's the connection into these big transboundary criminal syndicates. The networks who traffic other illicit products are also now trafficking rhino horn. So there's a real need to focus global law enforcement efforts at disrupting those syndicates at a highest level, as well as trying to influence the consumers themselves to stop people buying rhino horn, either through placing a ban on its consumption, as has happened with ivory in China recently, and also through behavior change campaigns, through communicating with people about why rhino horn isn't actually doing for them what they believe it is.
There was also a report that, talking again about money and corruption, that there were some fake rhino footprints made to save the jobs in Cameroon. Do you know anything more about that story?
Yes, I do recall reading that story. One of the more remarkable tales of rangers who. As you have said, created things to wear on their feet to make it appear as though there were still rhino existing in the forest that they were protecting. Yes. Sadly, more recent investigations have shown that sadly that subspecies of black rhino has indeed gone extinct in Cameroon.
Yeah. Sad, I don't think, is the correct word for it. It's just amazing what we do to our planet. But anyhow, we can all get involved and try and help, and of course, awareness, as you are raising as well. But how can someone get more involved with the WWF?
Well, probably the easiest way to track us down is online. There are WWF offices in many countries across Europe, France, Spain, Italy. You'd be able to pick the relevant office up on via Google or WWF or panda.org. We're also quite active on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter accounts. So following us there and sharing our messaging would be greatly appreciated.
Well, Joe, I hope that the next time that I speak with you, we have more pleasant news about the population increase of the rhinos, of those that are in existence. And is there anything else that you can suggest to us at the moment?
I think instilling in our children and in people around us this love and appreciation of nature can only benefit the earth and everyone on it overall.
Well, Joe Shaw, it's a pleasure speaking with you today. You are the manager of the WWF South Africa's Rhino Program, and I do hope that you continue your good work and that in the future we have positive news. Thank you very much for joining me, Joe.
Thank you very much for your interest.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Talk Radio Europe.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.